It's here at indianradio.com. I'm going to say I want the pose off because that might be the second to last time you see my ear.
They're going to cut it off? Yeah. I thought they're just like going to put the little pitchforks and some in there. They're not going to.
I don't know what they're going to. They're going to. My ear canal collapse in. They're going to pull that out. Well, first they're going to
pull it out.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know. That's the first time Phil ever heard the words pull out.
That is true. Fuck.
Let's not talk about his guy friends at all. Yeah. Why did we start like that? Why?
Well, that's because you went there.
I did not. Did I
go there? But so I might not have an ear. I don't know. They might just chop it off. The lady's like, well, we had the pre-op person's called me and she's like, all these different scenarios. I'm like, if it really gets screwed up, just cut it off. Like, I don't need
one. Hey, you better have a further explanation beyond that. You don't want to leave it an open-ended surgical thing. Yeah.
My ear.
All I know is if you don't come back as an equivalent of Jamie Summers at the end of this for the younger folks, that's
so
bionic
woman. So they are rebuilding
woman.
My ear. Like the guy's like, you're really excited. I'm like, oh, I love the bionic man and woman, right? And he's like, what do you mean? And because they got to rebuild my ear canal.
I can hear just as you say that, I hear the music. I can hear the echoing theme song and the graphics of the 70s with the Star Wars.
And he said words that just like made me excited. I don't know if he was speeding off that or not, but he was like, we need to reconstruct, rebuild.
I
want to
see
your ear canal. And I'm like, yes.
But I don't have $6 million.
Yeah.
We'll take care of that after. I want to see an orange in your hand and you go ba-doom with a sound effect.
I'm going to tell you this right now. We were talking $6 million man surgery and then I showed him my insurance and we went to $6 man surgery. So I'm probably going to have one of them old horn things that stick out of your ear.
That just after surgery.
Permanently
When you jump on the treadmill, put it on easy mode first before you do the with all the EKG monitors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not jumping on that. The lady asked me, she's like, can you run up and down the street? I'm like, no. And she's like, because you're out of breath? I'm like, no, because I'm fat and lazy and own a truck.
And it's diesel.
I was like, I'm not running up anything, lady. I have a job. I bought a truck.
You know, you better just share your superpower with us later. We're in a restaurant or a stadium or game. I want you listening on with the sound of whatever the sound effect is.
Yeah. that like tinny 80s metallic sound.
All of them.
All right.
We got nothing.
Well, we have less than nothing. We have the final of Gen V.
Yeah, Gen V. Oh my gosh, glad this season is over. Although it leads us into a dearth of material for the next few weeks.
I will say again, I said something similar last week. This for me, this was the tallest kid in short camp. I enjoyed it, but that's not saying a whole lot for the show. I kind of enjoyed it, but not.
So I'm curious. What did you enjoy about
that? I forgot because I enjoyed it like after I watched it. But it's kind of like
welcome,
fast
America.
Food. A week later, there's not a whole lot of memory. I mean, I remember Starlight.
I remember
looking...
all the superpower people fighting. I remember them sneaking into the fight chamber in the guy's butthole.
Wow, yeah. I said that out loud. That was okay.
And I still don't understand why the girl who can change sizes went in as a full-size person, not a little person.
Yeah. She has three options, super size, mini size, and regular size. She could have went in as a fun pack.
But, you know, like ant size, right? Like, hey, I'm a Star Wars action figure size. But no, I'm going to just crawl in there. And then here's the other thing I just don't understand about that dude, superpowers. If you don't know, we're talking Gen V. There's a guy who can, like, shove people in his butthole. Somehow they live. How did they not come out with duty on them?
It's magic. It's superpower magic.
It's TV magic.
Oh, look at CW talking about TV magic. You know, I thorn on my side is just, I get choreography and fighting logistics because you remember the Avengers scene where, you know, theoretically Captain America and Black Widow are the weakest of the crew, but what puts Captain America on top is his, you know, everybody needs a captain. Every team needs a captain. He's like, Thor, you do this. Iron Man, he's orchestrating.
Hawkeye's weaker than Captain America.
Well, you understand my point. Even they're the weaker the characters.
Let me finish.
The point is the choreography and the strategy, just it blows my mind. You don't go in like that. And then I'll spoiler at the very end. She has like a brief 1.8 seconds. Just kill him right there and then. Don't talk about it and be casual. That was driving me nuts. You're giving him a time. You're giving him time.
As Tuco said.
Recuperate. Don't do that.
Why did she just step on him?
As Tuco said in The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, if you go to talk, talk. If you go to shoot, shoot. Right? Like, you don't have to do both. But, yeah. All right.
So that really bothered me.
Genvy stunk. You brought up a topic I wanted to talk to you guys kind of about.
What?
So I had some contractors in, and one of them, two of them were making a lot of sci-fi references all night long as we were working in the truck, right? Like, I spent like 8 hours riding in a truck with these guys four nights in a row, right? And one of them would go, like, he'd call the yellow line Sinestros, right?
Okay.
Right? So Green I was Lantern like, reference. Like Green Lantern, right? Like, you know, the yellow guy from Green Lantern, right? So. Yeah, right. They were like, yeah. So we started talking sci-fi because I had to get them off the other stuff they were talking about.
I'm just glad you didn't say the Asian guy.
Anyways.
Shang-Chi.
Anyways. We were just talking superhero movies in general. And we were talking about the Avengers. And the guy's like, I watched a really cool video. He's like, because I had Avengers. He goes, I was kind of wrong on what I thought. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he thought the most important scene in the Avengers was the first time you saw everybody together on the helicarrier, right? Okay. To him, that was, to the guy I was talking to, he's like, that was like the most important scene, right? And I said, I thought the most important scene was when Hulk threw the smackdown on the Leviathan, because that was the first time you felt like the Avengers had assembled and were going to whoop some ass. He said he just watched a video on a YouTube channel, and I kind of browsed through it that night, called, I think it's called Screen Crush. If I got the wrong name wrong, I'm sorry. But that guy said the most important scene in the MCU overall was the fight over Loki between Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor on that little island thing.
I could see the perspective. What's the punchline?
No, it wasn't a punchline.
That was it.
I started like arguing with the guy a little bit, and then he's like, no, you got to watch the video. And then I was like, man, I might be wrong. But I mean, obviously I'm not, because I'm
Hulk. You're making me think of the
so most what's the reason the, it's well, the most important?
So the re according, oh, according
that's
to
the punchline.
Video.
That's what I was going. What's the punchline of his
Oh, favorite? Oh, I thought you like it was a joke.
No. Like, what's the
so
Gus,
he said. So the video is a YouTube channel called Screen Crush. I figure I'll give him props. So the guy on that said that it's Captain America, Tony, it showed his technology. He was an average man with technology, and that they'd done the character arc from a really crappy first Iron Man suit to this highly technical one, right? He had his first, okay. You know, he had his highly technical one. Captain America was just a guy with super serum.
And a shield.
And Thor was a god. So Thor should have been able to beat both of them. And he said when Thor hit the lightning and it supercharged the Iron Man suit to 400%. Remember? He shot the lightning at him and it said.
Don't have to explain. You're among friends. We know.
400%. That he said that, and when they were fighting and not able to hurt Iron Man inside, showed that the technology could be with a god, and that made them kind of on par. And then when Captain America came in and his shield knocked everybody out, you know, knocked them all apart, it showed that they were all on an equal level, which made the Avengers work, because the three main characters were all equal.
It's a little brainy, you know.
It was, but it was really interesting.
That's fine. That's fine. For me, it's personal. I think you probably
Yeah, well,
you'd
that's
feel
what I
great.
wanted to know is like,
Yeah.
what did you
Yeah.
guys think?
Well,
I thought, well, oh, I thought it was talking
but
fun.
you're always jumping in first. Let me go first this time. So I agree with that. And the more I think about it, I kind of agree with it. It showed them they were all equal. And that's what sets them up as being a good team. They realize each has their own strength. And up until that point, they didn't realize that. They all thought they were better than the others.
Yeah. Well, and they were on different quote power levels.
Yeah. But it
Right.
turns out they each had their own strength and they learned that lesson that day or that night.
The most fulfilling part for me, and it may be subjective, and but I think Phil will jump on the bandwagon, was just seeing the Hulk in his full mode. There have been other Hulk movies, but where he's jumping around and he's dragging his claw along the sides of
Well,
the building, jumping around, and then
okay.
doing all the other stuff, and then the Leviathan with the punch,
All right, so
all
he
that.
wasn't saying that that was his favorite scene or his favorite thing. He said that that's what made it work because they were talking about the guy I was working with was talking about why he didn't think the DCU was going to work because there was no like
Oh,
bonding moment, right? Like in the
sure.
DCEU, you kind of had a bonding moment. But you never felt like anybody was on par with Superman, right?
Well, especially this rendition of Superman
Right.
versus
And now
Beast,
you have
that's.
this one where you feel like it's just not going to work. And this guy was talking about why he didn't think that was going to work, and he was worried about the X-Men not working and stuff like that. And what he said is, he said, he goes, you know, he goes, I was talking with some buddies, and somebody had linked him to this other video where it showed that the reason the MCU worked is because in the first like collaboration movie, they kind of established that everybody on the Avengers was
The
on an
hierarchy.
equal power level.
Yeah.
Well,
Even
I
though they
will.
weren't, they were equal. They could all hang with each
They all
other.
had their advantages.
Well,
Well, just
where.
that they
Okay.
could all fight each other.
Well, where I will argue, debate what made the MCU work, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, it's been out there forever, the mainstream opinion, is they brought all of them up individually. So when they came in together, wow, there was so much
Yeah,
history going in. That's what
right.
really, I
And
think
I
that was the
get
linchpin.
that. They weren't arguing that
I
having
understand.
the
I'm just saying.
separate movies and stuff. It was just that the collaboration movies that tied everything together into one big package of whatever it was, 21 movies or whatever it was he made the argument that it was that one scene. And I thought that was just kind of interesting.
Okay,
I
well.
thought that it was kind of interesting that that was the scene he picked. When you think, like, I asked another person I know who's big into sci-fi, and his like come together moment where he thought pulled everything together was when Captain America went Avengers Assemble and Endgame at the very end.
It's a big, big highlight, obviously.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I was like. I was like, well, that's more of a highlight, more than like what brought
Yeah, I
them
don't
together,
know. I agree.
like what bonded them. And you know, and like I always said that, oh, I thought it was the Hulk. When the Hulk smashed that thing, you felt like they can fight the aliens,
They got a
right? We were
shot.
kind of
They
losing the
got a
battle.
shot. They got a
They got a
shot.
shot, right? But he said it was, you know, this guy made the argument that was set up before, and the guy I was talking to, he's like, yeah, he's like, I was off. He goes, I thought what brought them all together was the first time we saw him when, like, but it
Iron
wasn't
Man.
true Hulk when they had the scepter and they were starting to argue on the helipad. You know, he's like, just seeing them all in one room at one time. You know, he said, I thought that made it work, but I just thought it was kind of interesting way to
Well,
look
to
at it.
circle back on 2 points. Number one, I forgive me, I said Superman, the latest one. It should be called Average Man.
Average man, you
and
did call him
then
Superman.
oh, number one. And number two, circling back, forgive me, we're going back to Gen V. Is again the fighting strategy was driving me absolutely bonkers. Just that one I mentioned, kill him now, stop talking. You have split seconds. This person can recoup and then totally change the entire outcome of this. And then my little thing, it would have made it for me if Size Girl, this is like the fourth time she's gotten big and too big for her clothes, and they're not showing boobies at all. And I've seen like three peepees already, and no boobies.
Probably more than
So,
that.
I was being generous, so that annoys me further with this series. And please don't make a season three, please, please. Just add them to The Boys if you have to, and change.
Well, this
it
is
back
The
to
Boys'
Batman.
last season, so they're going to continue this.
Well, it's
genre that's going to have to be the Gen V.
Well, they're adding them to the team. It looks like a comparison of X-Men and the New Mutants. Basically, they're bringing the other.
Yeah, and it's even the at the end with Starlight and the fast running guy, A-Train.
Yeah, I mean, you see what they're
I
trying to
nothing.
Do, but it felt weak. If you see what they're trying to do, but it felt I put it on the writers if I have any say at all. It just was weak. It wasn't uninspired. It wasn't. It looked like J.J. Abrams got the franchise rights to do Star Wars. Hey, let's go, look what we can do. We can have fun with it, you know. It wasn't true to the it's new, but the iconic. It didn't feel. And now they're left with nothing.
It was flat. It was really flat.
It was. This whole season was like that.
I say we move on because we're just going to be like the two grumpy guys in the Muppets theater about this forever if we keep going.
I mean, they did announce that it's going to lead into the final season of The Boys and that there is going to be some kind of show afterwards, you know, involving the Gen V characters and a couple of the Boys ones in cameos, but.
Again, logistically, in terms of power and superhero strategy, okay, then let What's-Her-Face just go, I'm going to make all the blood explode out of Highlander.
Homelander.
Whatever
Homelander.
They call
him. Homeboy Lander, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they're rebooting Highlander, too.
Are they?
They're going to make Superman. And then, I just thought of this right now. If it's, I think they're bringing in Russell Crowe as the flagrant guy as
Fat
Sean
Homelander?
Connery. Huh? No.
As Fat Homelander?
No,
yeah,
as
I thought he
Rodriguez.
was going to be the villain.
No, he's too
Craig
old.
Kraken, Kraken, Kragen, Keegan.
Kraken is
no, yeah, I know what Kraken is.
Keegan is something else you do for the older folks to.
But anyway, the villain is. I thought he was going to play the villain.
No, I think he's too old because remember the Keegan is you know maybe 10 years older, not that much older than the, no. I think Highlander is Henry Cavill. And then bring it back. That was Kal-El in his version, Schneider version of Superman. So you have Kal-El and Jor-El. You have Rodriguez and the clan MacLeod coming back. I just thought of that right now. I don't think they should touch the original.
I don't either.
However, it was just too epic at the time. Again, I understand being a film guy-ish, film not being a film guy. You have a set in market. People are going to go watch this, but my gosh, doesn't it feel like 60 to 80% of the movies are remakes from the '80s. Cause the eighties were so original.
Yeah, and they're all being done poorly.
Not all. I'm sure we can
most
pick
of the
out.
Remakes are
We
not
can
coming out very well.
Okay. I'm sure we can cherry pick, but I don't know about all. I'll question. All.
I can't name one that I thought,
I
came
can't
out well.
Either. That's what I'm saying. It's gotta be, we can cherry pick. I'm just saying
none of us can find one that we like.
Here.
So yeah.
Let's make a list of our top 16. So you'll have
14
10.
With a
I'll
couple
have two
honorable
eights.
mentions.
That's like PTSD. Don't say honorable mention ever again.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to the Highlander.
What are we talking about? Let's.
Well, we have a couple trailers. We have the Wonder Man trailer, which
okay.
I think we just donated enough time to that.
I'll let me speak first. I stand corrected. I was going poo poo and being cancel culture is like, why did they appropriate now? Because I grew up with Wonder Man as a white guy. He's that pearly Hollywood guy, and they do show it as either a comic book or maybe he was real. But they're doing a Wanda thing. Maybe we did talk about this where he's coming in as an actor, and the Mandalorian is going to be like his coach or mentor, getting him in.
I'm a little. I have a little bit of Pedro Pascal. Sickness.
No, it's not sickness. What is it called? You're not burned out.
Syndrome.
No, it's kind of like
but
burned out. But
is Pedro in this as well?
No. It's the mentality. It's a mindset.
I was going to say if he's in it, I'm out.
I highly doubt it.
No, I don't think he's in there.
No.
But I do kind of. I'm like you, Fernando. I'm kind of digging that he's going to come in as a just a normal human playing a movie role, but I don't see, is he getting powers, or is this a movie about
They're,
making a superhero movie?
like I said, they're doing kind of a WandaVision. They're kind of they're thinking out of the box, opposed to a linear superhero story on this. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but that's all you're getting. If it turns
Well, if it ends
into
up being a
two.
movie about a superhero movie, that's going to suck.
Well, see, here's where I think you might drop out, because you didn't like the Clue version of Star Trek. You kind of really hated that, where I think Phil and I enjoyed it. It may be
Oh,
some
sure, yeah.
campy-ish version of that.
How
So
does
that's why we
Warren
were by
not like
Warren.
something that's campy?
I don't know. He holds Star Trek in a beloved mantle. I think that's
I
why it's
guess
got,
so. I don't
yeah.
know. It was a bad show.
It
That's
was
all
awesome. It
I'm
was really good. I almost say I'm
gonna
short
say.
of awesome.
It was
I thought
way
it was
better
really
than
good.
the Arrowverse. There we go. I said it. And the Flash, I Yeah, but
don't.
you don't mean
Hey,
it. Speaking of your movie, whatever you called it, where you're like in cinema, whatever you call it. So I saw an article and I just kind of screenshotted the important part, I thought. It says Netflix in France, the French, like the chapter of Netflix in France, or however you want to say that,
Yeah.
Netflix.fr. Posted an image of Henry Cavill as Superman and The Rock with Black, as Black Adam,
Right.
sparking fan hope that the Snyderverse was going to return. And then they followed up by saying that there's reports that Warner Brothers Discovery is trying to sell Netflix to the highest bidders.
There's all kind of white
Or sell to
noises.
Netflix as
White
sell
noise,
to
hype
Netflix.
hysteria, articles like that all the time. Just as insider baseball, what people in general in a bubble of Western Hemisphere don't realize, even just Canada, US, streaming is not readily available around the world. It's not a thing. It's right now it's default, like running water and light bulbs, but in the rest of the world, it's not a thing. Blu-rays and DVDs are actually dominant worldwide still. So whatever news comes out of that, it's like, who cares? It's not relevant at the moment. Just. Not to bring the show down, but yeah, that's the
I
culture.
mean, I blew it off as not really relevant because it was France. Not
Accurate. Accurate.
necessarily because the technology just, I'm pretty much, there's nothing good that comes out of France.
There's a few.
French fries.
The French women. I partied
Hell
in Cannes,
yeah.
man. That's I can't say naughty about it. I can't begrudge it.
But I mean, the Snyderverse is way better than what they're giving us.
You know, I think I may have discussed it, but I saw a clip online where, again, it's when they're fighting the horny guy, the big with the horns, the not horny, but the one with the head, the cat,
We
with
watched a whole different
the
Superman.
where
I mean, Justice League.
they're essentially getting their ass whooped. They're keeping pace but losing ground. Then all of a sudden, Big Blue comes in and it was over. Like you
Yeah.
just game over. It's game
Yeah.
over. There's no moment like that on average, man.
No.
It's just like.
He
They
got his ass
tried.
kicked throughout
It's
the movie.
from the jump,
Yeah.
and there are just no heroes here. Hawk Girl kills people by dropping them. They don't go to prison, and Green Lantern is just an arse. And the only cool guy was I forgot, like Mr.
Mr.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Yeah, he was the only kind of coolish character, but it wasn't that great. And that's it, man. That what are you gonna do with that? The Justice Gang. I remember 4 3 years old and watching the Super Friends on Saturday, and the theme song comes on.
Dun,
Oh,
dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
these
dun,
are heroes.
dun.
That profile dolly shot as each face just looks forward. Nothing like that.
I
Nothing.
saw an article. Sometimes I rabbit hole things, and I saw an article, and I don't actually remember where, so I'll apologize to whoever if that's the case. But they were talking about how great it was that Superman is like more like us mortals in this version
Oh,
and
I can't
stuff.
stand
And
that.
it's like, that's not the
That's
point of Superman. he's supposed to be super. It's right there.
I'm going to go off on this. Superman and Captain America. I don't want to see eye to eye with them. They are on the top shelf. I want to look up to them. I want them. They are leaders.
Right.
They are
They're
not somebody
heroes.
I
They're
identify
leaders.
with. This isn't Guardians of the Galaxy. I get Star Lord. He's got his moods and some time. No. Clark Kent, Superman, and Steve Rogers are on a different threshold. They're people you look up to. They're the default solids. They are who you go to when things are bad. They are the
Yeah,
Mr.
I don't need
Rogers.
to see like
He has personal struggles like the rest of us. No, he's effing Superman.
That's why I didn't even like the Schneiderverse, because like he got upset and he's dark. He's like Bruce Banner walking around as a soul.
But he did give us the right hook of justice.
No, I'm saying there were points, but they show this other dark side where he got mad at a guy at a bar, a trucker, and he walked out and his truck was all mangled. That's petty for Superman. That's like he could do that as a pinky fingernail. You know, that's below the status of.
He did give us the right hook of justice.
Don't get me wrong. Don't make me wrong. But they introduced that, and again from the disappointment that was Peacemaker season two. Gunn, he's lost. He still got the credit because he brought us the raccoon that I am endeared by, and Peacemaker.
But he's losing
won.
It.
But
he's
no,
punting
he's
it.
He these past couple, a Peacemaker and Average Man.
Yeah,
he's not there,
but
man.
Maybe he's gonna pull it all together. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt for another set of movies because he could pull it all together.
How do you pick and choose, Warren? Like, something's like it's like you'll there's
because,
hope.
Because I'm not happy with where he's at right now, but
I know
because he has pulled he has done some spectacular stuff in the
but
past.
Then other things you poo poo, which there is hope. There is
you forgot what you... Warren's what is the first nickname we gave Warren? Joe Average Man. Right, Warren's like, oh, on TV they say this is going to be great. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, and we're you guys who used to be all the optimistic guys, and I was the negative guy. Now it's swung the other way. What
you
the
were
hell
optimistic
happened?
When they were putting out good quality content.
That's easy.
That you're, was easy. Now the, it's like you're like
you're the, oh. You're the kite man of TMO. I don't know what that means.
No,
I
no,
just
no,
felt
no.
Like saying it out loud.
Kite Man's solo show. Not when he was in Harley Quinn. When he was in Harley Quinn, he was.
Oh, he was. No, we get a poster from that. That's
Yeah. He was the man in that, but he's more like I got my own show now. So yeah, I don't know. Sci-fi is not looking great for the future.
That's you know we're right you now. Know it's life. We're a lot of plateaus or lulls. We can't be spoiled. We have been spoiled. It can't be all solo and.
Strength, we have had
immortals.
Some great stuff recently, and it's Strange
I mean,
New Worlds, for example, has been for the most part has been over the top good.
And Resident Alien, how can
oh yeah, Resident
yeah,
Alien.
Yeah, I mean,
over
what
the
we
top
do
good.
In the shadows,
over the top good.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That's all. Yeah, we've been spoiled.
Maybe
we've
we got spoiled. There was too much good content in like a 5-year period. We were like, yeah, what? Great, and then it was like those people died, and we're like, no, or retired, or
TMO
whatever.
Should
like,
be
no.
changed to the three princesses or something at this point. But
now it's like out the humanity.
We're like Luke Skywalker. No, that's impossible. What has happened to them?
I think I saw him the other day. I was at a secondhand store. Ah.
But well, we can talk about we kind of really glazed over Wonder Man. There wasn't a whole lot there, and I think
there
was.
Thank
you, baby Jesus, for the music that you have provided.
Yay!
I'm the only one. Stranger Things, I am looking forward to it. It's the final.
You are the only one.
Final series.
I haven't seen anybody other than you talk about that in 3 years.
It's they're doing a good job online. They're marketing it opposed to something like never see it coming, like Peacemaker season two or whatever. So there it is.
Anyways, this has been the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com and Spotify. Subscribe to us. If you're on Spotify, you can subscribe to us there. It makes it easier to get the show. And we'll be back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We got to work on that. That's why we have post-show meetings to figure this all out. Maybe some good content will come out. I'll hold my breath.
Beatings will continue till morale improves.